In Parshas Chayesara, we meet an unlikely hero, Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer Avram's servant. And although we've met Eliezer previously in the last two Parshias, Eliezer really shines in Parshas Chayesara, where Eliezer is the main character in terms of affecting the shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka. There's another character we also meet, who's also introduced in this week's Parsha, and that is Lavan. And Lavan is a villain. Or at least he seems to start out as something of a more benign character, but as we'll meet him in later Parshias, Lavan is a sly trickster and may even be murderous at times. What can we learn from the interaction between Eliezer and Lavan? So in a sicha for Parshas Chayesara of the year Tovshin Pei Beis, for the year 2021, Rabbi Yosef Avram HaLevi Heller, the Rosh Kelel of the primary Chabad Kelel in Crown Heights, which trains many of Chabad Shluchim, who then go out and spread Torah around the world, he explained the narrative of Eliezer and Lavan as follows. In Bereishis Perek Chav Dal Pasuk Chav Tes, we learn as follows. Ul Rivka Ach Ushmai Lavan. Rivka had a brother whose name was Lavan. Vayorat Lavan El Ha'ish. Hachutza El Ha'ayin. And Lavan runs to the man outside the well. Lavan runs towards Eliezer. So why is Lavan so excited? Why is he running to meet Eliezer? So Rashi comments, Lama rots, v'alma rots. Why did he run and what was he running for? Rashi explains, Vayhi ki roises hanezem. When he saw the nose ring on Rivka's nose, Eliezer gave her, Omar Osher Huzeh, he said Eliezer must be rich. And Lavan looked at the money. Lavan was greedy. Lavan wanted cash. But then, as we continue, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Lamed, Vayihi, Ki reises hanezem b'yes hatzmidim al yedei achosay. When Lavan saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's hands, ukishamay es divrei Rivka achosay leimar, koi diber elei hoish. And Lavan heard what Rivka, his sister, told him when she said, thus did the man tell me. This is what Eliezer said. So then, Vayavi Eloish, Lavan came to the man. Vihine oimed alagmalim alayin. And there the man was standing with the camels upon the well. So if Heller asked, this seems to be very strange. Why is it that Lavan, when he first hears about what's going on, he runs out? He runs to meet Eliezer because of the Chemdas moment. But then the next Pasuk, after he sees the bracelet that Eliezer gave Rivka, and he hears what it is that Eliezer said, suddenly he walks, suddenly he goes slowly. Adrab, says Rabbi Heller, he should have ran even faster now that he saw the bracelet. So Rabbi Heller explained that Eliezer is a person from Beis Avram. Eliezer is a holy man. And when a holy man does something, when a holy individual does something, that is a very transformative act. So, when Eliezer puts the bracelets upon Rivka's hands, Rivka's hand is no longer the same hand. In Tanya, we learn that the hand that gives staka, the Orient Seif, the infinite light, rests upon this hand. Hashem's infinite light rests upon this hand, shines upon this hand. The hand becomes a transformed hand. And similarly, when we hear the words of a righteous person, we hear the words of a tzaddik, that is able to transform even a Lavan. So therefore, when Lavan sees Rivka's transformed hand, he sees it al yedei achosay, he knew his sister, and he saw this hand is not the hand that I'm familiar with seeing. It's been transformed by its contact with the tzaddik, with Eliezer. And furthermore, having heard Eliezer's words, having heard what Eliezer said, that also was transformative, that was also divine speech. And that caused even a person like Lavan to take pause. It took the wind out of the sails of the klipa, took the wind out of the sails, the forces of negativity. And for that reason, after encountering Eliezer's holiness, Lavan only walks towards Eliezer. He doesn't run because his klipa, his negativity, has been vanquished, or at least put to sleep by its contact, by its vision with Eliezer. The next pasuk continues and it records the conversation between Lavan and Eliezer. Lovin says, Vayoymer, he says, Boy Baruch Hashem, come the Blessed One of Hashem. Loma tamid bachutz, why should you stand outside? Vanoichi pinisi abayis umakim lagmalim, and I have cleared out the house, and I have made space for the camels. Rashi comments on pinisi abayis, that I've cleared out the house, may avoid the salilim, I've taken the avoid out of the house. So Beheller asked, does it make sense that Eliezer would sleep in a church? Does it make sense that Eliezer would sleep in a base of Avodah Zarah? Certainly not. So what does Lavan mean that I've taken out the Avodah Zarah? So in order to understand this, Rabbi Heller called our attention to the pasuk a little bit earlier. Eliezer asks Rivka, Vayomer bas mi'at, who are you? Who are you the daughter of? Hagidi nali, tell me. Hayesh beis avich makim lanu lalin? Does your father's house have place for us to rest? Place for us to sleep, as in for Eliezer and his entourage? So Beheller explained, what Eliezer is asking here is not, do you have a spare room in the house? If we look at Targum Onkelos, Onkelos explains, Hayesh makim lanu lalun, as ha'is beis avuch aser kosher lana limvas. Is there a place in your father's house that's kosher for us in order to rest? And the idea here is that a tzaddik like Eliezer, a righteous person like Eliezer, cannot sleep in the house of a lavan. It's not even if it's a base of Avodah Zarah, but if it's a house which has lavan dikke energies, which is suffused with lavanness, then a person like Eliezer can't say May the Ani in such a house. He can't say Kriyashma in such a house. It's not a place in which a person like Eliezer can feel comfortable. And that's why Onkelos clues us in on Hayesh Beis Avich Makim Lalun doesn't mean is there physical space, but rather is it kosher? Is it a kosher place? And Lavan responds, V'anoichi pinisi habayis. And I have cleared out the house. So what does this mean? Anoichi pinisi habayis means that I have removed my anoichius. I have removed myself from the house. I have removed my negative energy from the house. And by removing my negative energy from the house, by removing my valence, now it's a place in which Eliezer can comfortably be. Eliezer can comfortably be as a spiritual person without being negatively contaminated. Now on this, the Halakim Menal of Zalman Heller asked, what does it mean that Lavan clears out the house? How can a person remove their negative energies? So the Ashkelah of Yisavram Heller explained that the Vart is that Lavan was a very lofty Rasha. He might have been a Rasha, but he was a Rasha on a very high Madriga. And a wicked person on a very lofty level has the ability, they know how to attract their negative energy from a place. And finally, the question is, how is it that Eliezer reaches such a lofty level? We haven't learned so much about Eliezer. How is it that Eliezer was such a tzaddik that he was able to effect such a transformation upon Lavan? So if we look at Pasuk Lamed Dalid, the Pasuk tells us, Vayoymer Eliezer said, Eved Avram Anoichi. I am a servant of Avram. So long as a person is a servant of Avram, so long as a person is batel to the tzaddik, so long as a person is a student of the tzaddik, a disciple of the tzaddik, and they follow the tzaddik in all the tzaddik's ways, that allows them to channel and manifest the tzaddik's energy. But ideally, we want to be a person who says, Eved Avram Anoichi, proudly, and not a person who sighs when they say Eved Avram Anoichi. We should both be the Eved Avram and take pride in the fact that we are Eved Avram, in the fact that we serve a higher purpose, and thereby channel that higher purpose and channel the power of the tzaddik within the world.